John Byrd.
What's up, dude?
What are you doing?
I am enjoying this beautiful, gorgeous weather, man. It is awesome, dude.
I mean, the feet thing. Your feet are so close to me that it's literally in my shot.
What's this trick I can do? I can snap my toes.
No. That's enough. That's enough.
Okay.
That's enough. Right. Go ahead and get your feet down.
I'll get them down.
I don't do feet, man. That's gross. Man. Why are you dressed like this?
Well, I am declaring today, from this point forward, I will not be wearing pants. No, I'm not going to be running around naked. Don't get me wrong.
Whoa.
I'm not going to be running around naked, but I'm not going to be wearing pants. I'm going to be wearing shorts. I wore shorts today, and it changed my life. I was driving home. I had music cranked, and I had the passenger's window rolled down because, you know, the other one does.
Right, right.
You know, and, man, I was just like, man, this feels great. This is awesome. So I packed all of my jeans and all of my khakis away. And from this point forward, man, this is me. I'm ready for summer. It's going to be summer for the rest of the year for me.
I don't know.
He looks like the character out of Street Fighter 2.
You got some Street Fighter vibes for sure. But I'm going to be honest. You worry me sometimes, but at the same time, I don't think I'd ever want you to change. Is that?
Well, I guess if I changed my medication, that might change.
Yeah,
but it might be worse.
Yeah. Let's not do that. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Let's not do that. You know what, dude? I'm who I am, man. You got to love me for who I am. I've been trying to get you to love me for who I am as long as we've been working together. Can you accept me for who I am?
I do, and I have. I have. For a long time, I've accepted you for who you are. And I appreciate you
for
who
serious?
You are. Are you serious? I'm dead serious.
He's accepted it. I concur, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Come here,
here
bro.
We go.
Tony, don't you dare feel left out.
All right, there we go.
I just feel love everywhere, man.
All right. Have a seat.
Orange Beach.
Well, you have brought the beach to Birmingham. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, well, there's the beach down at, Oak Mountain?
Yeah.
That all the Hispanics hang out at?
Yeah, I guess.
I get a good tan, man. I blend right in.
That's it. And plus, if you claim you're undocumented, you'll get a lot of benefits. And a little extra cash on the side.
Well, I will until November. You know why?
Why?
Because that's when Trump's taking it all,
that's
baby.
Right, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. How about that win today at the Supreme Court?
Huge.
Was that beautiful?
I loved it.
Or what?
That was big news.
That was bigly, if you will. I had this whole thing laid out for the show, and I'm like, I'm gonna lay out all these things we should be grateful for. I had a list of 10
that was
things.
Awesome. You should. Do you have it?
And then the Supreme Court's like, no, I'm gonna show you what you need to celebrate, and hit me with the ruling. And that was good.
And that's a precedent, right? That's setting a precedent right there.
Yeah, there was most of the secretaries of state, and I think Tony Gump, Maine, had one in the hopper where they were pulling him off the ballot. They officially withdrew their bid to knock Donald Trump out, take him off their ballot. And it's just, here's the thing, and this is what I want to explain to everybody, is that what the Supreme Court did today was take away states' abilities to take Donald Trump off the ballot for the insurrection deal. So they could come back and say, we're taking Trump off of our ballot because he's orange or something like that. Obviously, that wouldn't work. They need a legitimate argument.
I don't think, what else could they do?
Well, they don't have anything. Something's got to happen in order for them to try to take Trump out. All of his baggage, all of his history, anything in his past, it's all out there.
Exactly.
It's just, and that's why January 6th was so important to them, because it was something new. It was new baggage they created, and they were able to use that against him. They're still using it against him.
One thing's for sure, they've definitely tried everything they've got at him. Anything they got, they've thrown at him.
Yeah,
it's a comedy. It's a comedy of errors, is what it is. When you think about Fanning, I mean, you think about how egregious everything is. For years, nothing has made sense.
No.
What's happened to the freaking Constitution? The amendments? I mean, they're just, it's just being ignored. I don't understand how it can be just ignored.
Well, it was written by a bunch of old racist slave owners, white slave owners, and we need to get rid of it, according to the left. Mm-hmm. I played earlier today Trump. I said it was Trump's first comment since the Supreme Court made their ruling, but it was actually Sean Farish,
Man,
I think is his name.
You had me hook, line, and sinker.
This dude is so funny. He does the best Trump impression. Let's actually play this one. This was the video he put out after the Supreme Court made their decision. It was so good.
Well, I'm back. On that big, beautiful, highly respected ballot, the Supreme Court, 9-0, I call it unanimous, they put me back on the ballot and reversed Colorado's decision faster than Chris Christie reversed his lap band. A lot of people know about it. He found all of the weight he lost with interest. That's a lot of weight when you think about it. Even Ketanji Brown Jackson, who doesn't know what a woman is, knew that I belong on that ballot, and now they're putting me back on there, and they're going to put my name on that ballot in 24 karat gold. It's going to be incredible. I'm back on the ballot. I'm not going anywhere but the White House, and we will make America great again, believe me.
Oh, man. He's so funny. So funny.
Wow. I got inspired just listening to him.
Imagine the parodies we could do on the show if we had somebody that had that kind of impression.
I tell you what, the breaths in between his statements are spot on.
Yeah.
I wonder, is there someone out there in the viewing audience or listening audience and over the line? That maybe we could put out a cattle call.
We do need somebody that can just do impressions. I had a friend of mine. His name is Mike Moon, high school buddy, friends with him for a long time. And when I was doing the Captain Charisma FM thing, he would call that show as different characters. He would do an Obama. He would do a George Bush, and he was really good at it. He'd probably still be willing to do that stuff.
Yeah. See, I mean, whenever I did that, I would do characters that I made up because I couldn't impersonate.
Really?
So I would do like a different character voice, like a little old black lady. And
I used to do when we first started playing Fortnite. And we would get on there and we would play teams with random people, squads. They call it squads. I would get on there and do George W. Bush impression and tell the random people we're playing with that I am George Bush. And the reason it was funny is because one of the weapons you could use was actually a bush. You would click it and then you'd pull it over your body as like camouflage. And so we'd be running through there, but I'd George W. Bush.
That's pretty good, man.
Let's go get these sweaty players. Fool me once. I used to actually be decent at it. Shout out to the people watching live with us, from Charlie to Boomer to Anthony and Cherry and Kenneth and Tim and all the people. Thank y'all for hanging out with us.
A lot of hey nows. Hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now.
And just because people get out of shape about this, if you are watching on Facebook, we can't see. I don't know. Click that multi-stream and just see what it does. We can see some of the Facebook messages or comments, but it's weird. I don't know how all this works.
That's
so
strange.
If you're on Facebook, go to YouTube and you'll be better served.
Yes.
Search Over the Line Podcast. As a matter of fact, I changed our URL. We are now youtube.com/overtheline show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I checked it out. It looks really good.
So you can type it in that. I don't think people type in URLs anymore, do they?
Nah.
I mean, unless it's a website like AndrewMcLeanWho.com. Yeah,
you just don't really, you don't need the www.
So what prompted the pants thing?
The pants? Well, I was inspired by you.
Because, well, I wear shorts.
Mm-hmm. You wear shorts.
Excuse me.
Oh, you're good.
You wear shorts all the time. And even in the winter. And I'm like, man, how does he do that?
Yeah.
And my admiration for you, it started to grow.
Did it? Hand me that.
Yes.
I just don't want you to get too out of control, so I'm going to take this from you real quick.
Yeah, it's great. But my admiration for you grew'd every day.
Grew'd.
Yeah. And I just decided that it was time to make a change in my life. And it was time to put away the pants. You know how they say, put on your big boy pants. No, it's time to put away the big boy pants. Boy pants. You know, so I mean, I'm just chilling. I'm living my best life.
Yes, you are.
You know, I mean, I'm who I am. And it changes from day to day. But you know, as far as my legs go, they're just going to have to deal with it. If there's a cold snap, too bad, legs. You're going to have to freaking deal with it. You got to, yeah, sometimes you have to talk to your limbs.
Oh.
I bet you do that. Yeah, when you're doing like, you know, like Mandu, you know, you're doing it. It's a, come on, pop up.
Look at pop that.
Up. Pop up, baby.
You got something going on there.
Yeah.
And you had to take a brief break from Mandu just because life got busy and everything else.
And the scheduling, but it's all back together now, baby.
You're back in the saddle starting
Wednesday, but not afternoon. Morning.
What do you think that's going to do to your attitude? Like the John Bird we know as of right now, what do you think is going to happen with John Bird coming in as, you know, post-workout John Bird?
Well, I think I'll have a little bit of an attitude. I'll be a little bit of full of myself. I'll have a lot of energy, even more energy than I've had recently, because I enjoy doing the Mandu, but in the afternoon, sometimes like if you know, had a lot of, starting off my day, because when I do a treadmill and I start off my day with a treadmill and I get my headphones. You know, and everybody's like looking over like, man, who is that dude? You know, and
No, they're not.
They're not?
I don't think they are.
Have you been there? Have you been there?
Okay.
I'm just guessing.
Were you there? No, and then I go and, you know, and I take a nice shower and then I'm ready to go.
Do you take a shower in-house at the gym?
Yeah, because I don't want to have to go back home. Because what I do is I go, the Planet Fitness I go to is right there on 280 in Valleydale. So I drive down Valleydale, I turn, and then I get my card out and I walk in, and if they don't say anything to me, I make sure I say, hey, man, how's it going? Or, hey, chick, you know, always make sure you talk to them. And so then when I'm done, I can get on 280 and drive and get to work. But wait a minute. Here's the great thing.
Going through his whole day.
This is the great thing about it. All right. You do the treadmill at Planet Fitness. You get in that sweet ride, that 2001 Ford Mustang 6-cylinder Mach. You drive down 280. It'll be a little bit later, so the traffic won't be bad. And remember, what's on the way? Mandu is right on the way.
Wow.
This is perfect.
Look at that.
This is going to be perfect.
Yeah, it's good.
Nothing could go wrong.
Now, thinking about Planet Fitness, and I go to a gym, which is, it's a chain deal, but it's not Planet Fitness. It's not any of the big ones. I don't think this is a big one. Anyway, I see videos online, and that may be via TikTok or YouTube or whatever, of people doing, like, really weird stuff, like using the machines inappropriately, like not using it the right way, or just doing something, hanging upside down from a machine. And it always seems to be happening at Planet Fitness. Like, if you could, Tony, maybe go to YouTube and look Awkward Gym Moments on YouTube or something. I'm wondering, Do you think it's possibly, because I don't know what you're doing. You say you're just doing a treadmill. That's fine.
Treadmill.
Do you think you've ever been caught on one of these videos?
Never. Because when I started working on those machines, it was really before digital video or anything.
Oh, so you don't do it anymore? You don't do any weightlifting?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I do the man do. I like to work on my my abs.
Wow.
My abs. So I'll do sometimes after a walk, I'll get on the machine and do 4,000 or 5,000 of crunches.
The thing is like every time I see these videos, they always seem to be at Planet Fitness. And so that's what brought it up, because you go to Planet Fitness. Yeah, Tony, if you just want to find us one of these videos.
A lot of rookies at Planet Fitness.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But I just want to give you guys an example of kind of what I'm talking about here. Here's one of the videos. I don't know what all is in here.
Today, we are going to be paying attention to this guy who was filming a video of himself at the gym when he was interrupted by Walmart DJ Khaled. And he was not a big fan of the
Walmart
camera.
DJ Khaled.
Him and his TikTok. He need to work the fuck out.
You know, you just made me money right there. You know that, right? I'm gonna make that as a TikTok.
No, you're not. Because I'll give you
money. But you're gonna do that. Okay, so I don't think this is what I was thinking of. Man, that's my
fight. Too much testosterone.
Go back to Go back one. Wait, I didn't mute my phone. What's wrong with me? Oh, it's my boo telling me to have a good show. Thank you, babe.
What was the name of the guy?
The guy I was talking about?
You said awkward gym moments. Was there a particular person?
No, I was just...
say awkward gym moments, Planet Fitness.
Gym fails compilation. That's perfect. Let's go with that.
Which one? This one?
The up one.
This one?
Yeah. Okay. I think this is it.
All right, here we
go. That looks gay. What's going on here?
What the hell?
Whoa, buddy! I gotta make a baby.
What the?
Yeah, why?
What is he working out?
Can't you just... what the? What are you doing, bro?
Dude, that's not gonna help you.
Why is his arms... Oh, his arms look small because he's arched. Don't get hurt.
This is not gonna go good.
Oh, God. Gym equipment is so dangerous,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is.
We're lucky.
That's so stupid. Add more weight, dude.
This guy's about to punch himself in the face. This is how I picture Planet Fitness. Every time I hear somebody goes there.
I can see that. Now what is it?
Ooh, that spark or
speaking
that
of Street Fighter. He's this dude. He's in his khakis.
What is
oh my
god. Why is everybody being good?
Oh my gosh.
Why are people doing this?
What?
What is that doing for you? You just want to poke your pee-pee up in the air? Wow. Oh, my God.
Man.
This is...
Oh, that's not going to run well.
Oh, no.
Dude!
Uh-oh.
Dude!
He's lucky.
Do you think dudes doing this in the gym are just trying to get chicks, or do they really think they're accomplishing something?
Probably half and half, I would say.
And this is a rock climber.
Well, that's actually pretty cool. Now, she is working on her medulla oblongata.
It was a guy. He's practicing his Dance Dance Revolution.
It's like a hamster.
Come on, dude.
I mean, they say use it or lose it.
That's true.
I could see Bird doing that.
Yes, I could, actually. I could see you doing that.
No way, man.
This is going to be bad. Oh!
Oh, my God.
Why? Why?
Why do that much weight if you got to have a guy behind you humping you?
I just threw my pen because of that, and I don't know where it's at.
Oh, man. Oh, look at this. Man, it's the chicken dance.
Oh my God.
I mean, what's the purpose?
Look at this guy.
I guess he was
gonna give him in the face or something.
UFC fighter.
Oh. Look, Planet Fitness, what I tell you.
Oh man.
Every time.
Yeah, it is.
This is what Bird was doing a minute ago when he was pounding on his abs.
He's doing nothing. That's a tricep workout there. And swing.
Is that the punch press? What?
Yeah. Look at all those weights. Now bend them knees.
That's insane.
They were doing a specific muscle on the last one. Now this is other. Yeah.
Oh come on!
God.
That is unnecessary.
John did say he had white shorts.
No, that's something really bad.
Hey, listen, you're just trying to show off.
He's
okay.
Using, look, his back. He's not using his legs. He's gonna break his back.
And he breathes out like, oh, everybody, look at me.
What?
I don't understand why everybody keeps doing that.
Why?
It's like the Annabelle movie.
Is it to work the lower back muscle or something?
I don't know.
I think I was twerking on the machine.
Oh, no, poor fella. And see, he hasn't done it before, and he's afraid to ask somebody.
Yeah.
He didn't do the walk around.
Yeah, that's true. Never be afraid to ask in a gym.
No.
Otherwise, you're going to hurt yourself.
Like this guy. And nobody's going to say a word. Poor fella. Uh-oh. Well, that's not working your legs.
Something's going to break right there.
Yeah.
Be careful, sir, please.
Oh, man.
Man, if it...
Okay, that's enough of this. I'm cringing because I'm waiting on somebody to get hurt.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of videos out there of people getting hurt at the gym, and I cannot stand it. It hurts me to watch.
Well, I saw the most impressive thing about 4 years ago. I went to work out at about 7 o'clock.
Oh no!
In the evening.
Oh yeah, that's where it gets real good.
This dude was walking backwards on the treadmill, and he didn't miss a beat.
That's impressive.
It was amazing. Mm. I mean, I was very impressed.
Can we, and this is just an idea, we don't have to do this, but could we possibly all go to the gym together one day with a camera and have you, John Bird, reenact some of the things that we saw today?
Yeah.
Would you mind doing that?
Yeah. See, you guys could be, I could make you, I've got 2 guest passes. You guys could be my guests at Planet Fitness.
There it is. That's what we're going to do.
If we're going to go in there with like a full camera and everything and get an audio, would they allow that?
Well, we'll just do it with a phone.
Just use a phone.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to take these fancy cameras. We'll just do a phone. Oh, anyway, yeah. I think that'll be good.
I love that.
We're kind of, and we're just having to wait on a couple things, let a couple things work out. But we've got some big plans for where we're going with this.
Big plans.
And hopefully part of those plans are going to be sending John Bird out on the street and asking people a list of pre-prepared questions.
Yes. Does Tony know what I bought?
I don't know.
Tony, guess what I bought us.
What'd you buy, John?
All right, you know the little mic flags?
Pull your glasses up. I want people to see how big your eyes are as you're explaining this.
You know the big mic flags? Like the triangle mic flags that are on the microphones? I got one in black. And I have got this special paper I got at Christmas. It's clear and it's adhesive. So then you go to the FedEx printing place. You do over-the-line logo, peel it, put it on there. Man on the street, baby. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we do need to get some logos. We need to buy some logo stickers and just start putting them all over downtown Birmingham.
Yeah, put them on cars.
I would. I really do. I thought about this. The back window of my car, would love an over-the-line logo. Not a big one, but like a small one. Mm-hmm. Kind of like this guy over here. One of those. I want one of those on my car. Can we do that?
Yeah.
And then at the top, I'll have a subscribe button, and it'll just be like, boop, just like that.
I love off. Tony got him again. Is that better?
What's wrong?
I was just like, like Jabba the Hutt.
Scoot this way. Yeah, you look more. You look slimmer right there.
Oh, now there's a trick. I always do this with pictures. Never take a picture full on like that. Always twist. 20 pounds disappears.
So here, how about that?
3, 2, 1, cheese. You see?
I kind of see it, actually.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. It kind of hurts.
Give me your best. Like, if you're taking a picture and you want to look as slim as possible, give me your pose.
Not trying to go to the bathroom, trying to look slim.
Well, you know, as I get older, I've got this little turkey thing going on. Uh-oh. Doesn't that help?
Try one more time.
Okay.
Slim. That's better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's better. I like that. I'll make that your new profile picture.
Bring those cheeks in a little bit. You know?
Yeah. You look. You actually look hungry. That's how slim you look right
Zoolander
now.
I am a little cold steel.
You look like you're trying to get some peanut butter off some toes.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That story was disgusting today, by the way. I apologize for bringing it up. Oh. All right, let's do this. Let's go back to the Trump thing. I'm getting distracted. So, Supreme Court 9-0. All right. And then I got to watch the meltdown in real time today. It was beautiful. The Colorado Secretary of State, her name is Jenna Griswold. Like Griswold, like the, what you call it? What's a family Christmas vacation?
Yeah.
And as she's on MSNBC making her first comment since the decision, keep in mind, this is the lady that brought it, that kicked Trump off the ballot, that caused the case to go to the Supreme Court in the first place. She looks like she is about to burst into tears while she's talking. I want y'all to watch this. This is, first of all, why are Democrat women all have crazy eyes? Look at her face.
Hmm.
Why do they always have crazy eyes?
She does look like she's getting ready to cry. She's trying to keep a smile.
Go ahead and play this. This is great. I
Secretary,
love this.
Thank you for being with us. Give me more of your reaction to today.
Thanks for having me on. First and foremost, I would say it's good that the court issued a decision. Americans have been voting all across the nation in early voting in those Super Tuesday states, including here in Colorado. And Coloradans and Americans deserve to know whether Trump is a qualified candidate. My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able under our Constitution to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
Secretary, thank you for
Why
being
is she talking like this and her know. Mouth is
I
like...
I think she's had lip fillers.
Yeah, she's got a big mouth, that's for sure.
Like. And those eyes, there's something about those eyes. They look like those little China doll eyes, you know, that blank like that when you move the doll.
Yeah, liberal women, I mean, no offense, but...
I noticed she was doing a lot of blinking, and she just doesn't seem very sure of herself, and it also looks like she might need to go to the bathroom or something. I don't know.
Liberalism is, in fact, a mental disorder, okay? That's actually scientifically proven. I talked to a scientist one time about it.
Were they liberal or conservative?
I don't remember.
That'd be a big difference. I just don't like the ones that close their eyes when they're making their points. You know?
Yeah, and I'm not a body language expert, but you can look at some people and be like, oh, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
Like, and this is one of them. They're just...
It's so put on. It's so plastic.
I don't know, man. People give me bad vibes. But it was the meltdown afterward that was absolutely phenomenal. Oh, look at this headline right here. This is from The Atlantic. They put this out right, I guess, right after the Supreme Court decision. Maybe they had this written up already. The Atlantic says, Ketanji Brown Jackson's role in white supremacy. Ketanji Brown Jackson is the liberal judge that, or liberal justice that didn't know what a woman was. All right. Joe Biden's pick, his sole pick so far. Joe Biden's only had one pick, right?
Yeah.
Joe Biden's pick. She has been the princess of the left ever since she got on the Supreme Court. And now she's a white supremacist because she sided with Trump. How the freshman justice sided with Trump and is poised to become the next biggest threat to democracy.
God, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter at all. It's about liberal and conservative. You can be black, and if you're conservative, you're an Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
And now she's a white supremacist.
Listen, that's what's got to be rough about being a leftist is, like, your people will turn on you in a heartbeat. They will absolutely rip you to shreds. If you make one decision that goes against the narrative, oh, they'll tarnish you.
That's why I like that term hive mind. You know, that's so true with them. Once you go out of that hive mind, you're toast.
Mm.
Well, my big thing is, I mean, and you'd mentioned this, I really haven't found a whole lot of, well, to be honest, you know, attractive leftist women. I think you're right. They seem to have a scowl on their face.
Yeah. I would say on all fronts, conservative women are far more attractive, I would say, physically and personality-wise.
Yep.
Because they're not... Because
it all goes together as far as being attractive.
Let's be straight up here. It's just us guys and like a bunch of other people watching.
Mm-hmm.
Women are different from us. They're different creatures. They're emotional creatures. So they're going to have their moments, and they're going to be emotional from time to time. Okay? We all know that. That's common knowledge among everybody. But conservative women don't allow their emotions to dictate everything. Liberal women do allow their emotions to dictate everything, and their emotions dictate their politics. Now, their politics dictate their emotions. And it all gets tied in together, and it's their very essence.
But did you mean to say emotions or emotion? All I see is one emotion from them, and that's pissed off.
Correct,
all
yeah.
the time.
That's it. That's all they have. You
know? I mean, we got the best chicks.
Yeah, we do.
In the country.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, a conservative woman is definitely sexier than a liberal woman to me.
It's the way to go, baby.
Yeah. I mean, I wish they all could be Alabama girls.
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
Well, I just happened to write a little song about that.
Really?
Yeah, and I want you guys to sing along with me.
You have a song you want to play right now?
Yes, it just hit me out of the blue.
Oh.
And you didn't know what the song was about, yet you were like talking. It's like you were setting it up.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
Let me get my guitar.
Let's, Tony, are you Are you as nervous about this as I am? This
I don't
is
know
a
about nervous, but Alabama girl sounds good. But I'll tell you what, conservative women, even if the woman's like a knockout model, whatever, if they open their mouth and say, you know, I don't like guns or I don't like this, it's like, ugh.
Well, and another thing they don't like is they don't like men. And that could pose a problem if you're trying so to, you know, have a girlfriend. All right, here's John Byrd.
Yeah, baby.
John Byrd and his guitar with an impromptu song.
Let's see. Let's set it right here.
A parody song.
What do you think?
La, 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 la.
Let's move you in just a little bit.
Move it in just a little bit?
Yep. Yeah, that's good.
Move it in just a little bit.
Okay.
That good?
Go for it, Cuzzy.
All right. Now you guys come in on the chorus, right? You're coming in on the chorus.
I don't know what it is, but yes, we'll come in on the
chorus.
We'll
try.
Well, New York girls are thugs. I really think you should beware. 'Cause they'll talk shit right to your face or pop a cap in your derriere. California divas really hate us on the right. But silicone Barbies ain't our kind of thing. Or trans dudes are hermaphrodites. I wish they all could be Alabama.
I wish they all could be Alabama.
I wish they all could be Alabama girls. Oregon and Washington have got some really dumbass chicks. They tried a revolution to have their own state. Shut up and just shave your armpits.
Nice.
Down at the southern border, senoritas come right in. But Texas bust them all to the blue states, and now the mayors can't herd them in. I wish they all could be Alabama.
I wish they all could be Alabama.
I wish they all could be Alabama girls. I wish they all could be Alabama.
I wish they all could be Alabama. They all could be Alabama.
I wish they all could be Alabama.
Hey now! Hey now!
Good job, guys!
Wow! That was a pretty good impromptu parody song. That was phenomenal, actually. That's good. That's good stuff.
And you know, you know why I wrote it? You know how it came about?
How?
Let me tell you. All right. We've got a deck at our house, right? But the problem is it's rotten.
Okay.
So you have to pick your spot that you're going to sit.
Rotten deck.
In. Yeah. You got to be really careful because you fall through.
Well.
So I found me a good spot. And I was laying out. I had a blanket out there. And I was laying down. And I was just soaking in the rays. Huh? Tony always talks about sun.
Right.
I was soaking it in, and all of a sudden, my mind started swirling. So I run inside, and I grab a pen and a pad. And all of a sudden, all these lyrics just started regurgitating forth.
Wow.
And, you know, I had the Beach Boys look thing going because I wore this yesterday as well. So I think that this is the way for me to open up creatively. I've been stifled wearing those long pants. It's time to drop the pants, literally, and put on the shorts. You know what? I've got like 4 pair of swim trunks. I might just wear those every day and then wash them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is actually riveting. So, rotten decks, pantsless, creativity, all in one John Byrd style package.
Yep.
Mm.
And
about
it
that?
it broke through that block that I had. So now I'm relaxed and I'm being who I am, and You know, I feel pretty darn good about it.
Mm.
You know what, though? You people, be yourselves. Now, I know, you know, when we're younger, we're trying to be, you know, great parents and all this and that. But you know what? As you get older.
Good idea, Tony.
It's time to embrace the craziness. Just be whatever. Wear whatever. You know? But just be who you need to be. Not who he need to be, or she need to be, or they need to be, but who you need to be.
And this has been John Bird's TED Talk. I don't even know what a TED Talk is, but...
That sounded pretty good.
It was very inspirational. Whatever you just did. I don't even know what you just did,
I
but...
I had no clue. Mm. I don't...
It was good. Song was good. We'll be releasing that.
You guys did great, man.
Yeah?
I mean, for having not heard it, you guys knew exactly where to go. We are the Beach Boys.
Technically, I guess we are.
Yeah.
Now there's a comment here. It says that John looked like Jack Black from Tropic Thunder.
Pull that up. I want to see what that okay. looks like because I'm not exactly sure. Oh,
God, I think wrong. It does. Yeah.
And Jack Black, you scoot to the right just a little bit, just a hair.
My right?
No, your left. A little bit, a little bit. Oh, it's perfect.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay,
I can see that a little bit. Yeah. It's right up here above us.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can.
Trying to think if I find one.
Wait, look at the camera and make that face.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that kind of looks like you.
Yeah, which face?
Go back to the original
one.
First
one, okay.
Yeah, to the right, top right. Make that face.
Okay, let's see.
That's pretty close. I got to admit.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty close.
I guess I'm a better impersonator than I thought.
Apparently you are.
Yes.
That's good. It's good stuff, man. Appreciate you bringing that to the table.
Certainly.
We always are open to any sort of parody songs. And plus, John Bird, if we're being honest, John Bird Plays the Guitar is a bigger hit than I think it was going to be.
Yes.
It was not for the line. It was on News and Views.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's a News and Views thing. I was like, we don't want to bring that over to my show. And then it looks like a copycat deal. And then I think Dale Jackson reached out to me and he said, hey, will you take John Bird Plays the Guitar? And I'm like, I mean, I guess. He's like, good. I don't have time for it. And then...
I've got a whole hour.
I got the fastest hour in radio. Take the stupid John Bird segment.
Yeah, but see, you took it and you made it something completely different. You gave it to the people.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and, you know, some people might not always be satisfied, but, you know, the way it used to be is someone would pick a song. Just one person, maybe somebody at the radio station.
Yeah.
You know, and it would go around and the people didn't get a chance.
So we did kind of make it our own.
Yeah.
By giving power back to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it used to be like somebody, like a sponsor would always pick the songs out, or Tim would or something.
Yeah, Tim picked some out. Dale would always pick Meatloaf or a rap song.
Yeah, and, that's true.
You know, but there was never a chance for the...
Chris Molesky would pick them sometimes, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. He was real big on the 80s.
That's who I was thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I like it much more like this because it's more of a challenge.
Now, the voting, is that currently going on?
It sure is.
Do we actually, Tony, if you'll go to Facebook and then just search 99.5 after you get to Facebook, top left will be your search bar. Yeah, just type in Talk 99.5. Pull that up and click up top where it says Talk. Yeah, there you go. Scroll down through there. Oh, there's us.
Oh, my gosh, we're live.
Keep going down, and all right, there's the poll. Oh, it's not a poll. You got to type A, B, or C?
Right, because the poll, they took it off of Facebook for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
You can only do it to groups.
All right, so click the comments down below that, where it says 47 comments up under the blue button. Tony's not on Facebook, so he's like,
yeah, I don't do Facebook, guys.
He doesn't know how to use it. See, I'm not going to be able to count all those. What does it look like? It's consistent D.
It looks like a test somebody's taken, and they're guessing. The
I know
answer.
Everybody is doing well. I'm seeing a lot of A's. I'm seeing a lot of A's. And there are a lot of
I keep scrolling down. I'm just gonna kind of spot check it. I see a lot of A's and a lot of D's.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know,
there's some C's mixed in there.
You never want to see a lot of D's.
Oh. Well, let's
okay.
See, what was the?
So what is A?
A is refugee.
And D is
Nickelback rock star.
Okay, those are the two songs that I want. Come on, rock star. Listen.
Oh, man.
Listen, for those of you that are watching, go to the Talk 995 Facebook page and vote for, I mean, if I got to pick one of the two, I'm going to say vote for Rockstar. But,
it's a great song. I listened to it on the way home, the acoustic version.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really good.
It's good.
And I went ahead and did a poll on Instagram as well.
Okay, so we're getting more votes there.
We get 5 or 6 there.
Okay, fair enough. And we'll know by what do we say, noon tomorrow we're closing the polls?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I've got to figure out, because it was so cool, it would give us a percentage. Tony, maybe you can help me.
Tony knows.
I don't know
his
how to do percentages. Like, you know, if there's, if it was 100, I'd understand. We'd have like, you know, 50 A's and 25 B's. But Tony, what do you do? Help me. What do I do?
You just send him the numbers. He'll be able to tell you.
Okay, you can crunch them for us.
What do you need? Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be able to say, a refugee got 36% of the vote.
He's making this way more complicated. So what he's going to do is he's going to give you the results of A, B, C, and D, and then you're just going to give us the percentages of each one.
Oh, I could do that.
That's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He could do that. He doesn't even have to, like, write it down or nothing. Like,
he can do it in his head.
Tony, well, I want y'all to see how this works. Tony, what is 60% of 840?
60% of 840?
Yeah.
You put me on the spot, 484.
Is that it?
Yes.
Well, you don't know if that's it.
No,
I believe in Tony. I believe he's right.
484?
Wait a minute, let me check.
No, you said 60% of 840.
I mean, if you got within 50, I'm going to be impressed.
No, it's not. It's 480 plus... I've been drinking whiskey. Come on.
Well, listen, it's fine. I mean, anytime we put out some numbers, like, we're not even asking you for the numbers or the math on it, but he will just automatically in his head put out, he was like, oh, that's 72.472588888888.
I honestly can't remember the last time I used a calculator for real.
I don't see why you would need to, buddy.
It's amazing. And with AI, we won't need to use not even our
brain.
Yeah, our calculators.
You won't have to use your brain.
No, you won't.
By the way, when is the wheel segments going to pop up the chat GPT deal? I want to do that on the wheel.
I don't know. We never decided. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to have...
We'll just make it up as we go. Like, we'll pick the topic.
You know what, though? Wait a minute. You know how we do this? You know, the brains get going. And do it. What about this? Like, we say, okay, you can text. And, like, the first two to text in are number one and number four. Maybe you have three components to the story, and everybody adds a component.
Okay. What are the three components? Like, what are the categories? You need the main character.
Yeah.
The setting.
Mm-hmm.
And the objective of the character?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I like that.
Okay. We can do that.
That's pretty good. I like that.
But you do have it on the wheel.
Yeah.
Okay. I just make sure.
Yeah.
Because we hadn't seen it.
But now we know what we need to do.
Mm.
Whew, that's pretty scary.
You were shaking, Chumbird. Is that just your normal foot tapping jitters?
Yeah. I mean, I get my foot going. I mean, I just naturally have.
I was just making sure you weren't cold because you're not wearing pants.
No, hell no.
Okay.
I'm comfortable.
Good.
You want me to show you? I got
No. It's good.
All right.
I'm fine. I promise.
By the way, Andrew, you got me on that number thing because I was caught way off guard.
Did y'all calculate it to see what it was?
No, I totally. I've been drinking. And what was the numbers again? Yeah,
I don't even remember what I asked.
Anyway, I was
840.
Did I say 840 or
60% of 840? My gosh, I remember it.
I think 842 is what I said.
So 840 times 0.6. So you know,
you're probably close.
504, whatever.
It's not
0.6.
Yeah, do that.
504.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yes, he was.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I forgot to take the 24 after the 48. Anyway.
Tony will be thinking about that math it's problem for the rest of the night.
Yeah,
he'll be like, I can't believe this.
He won't get a lick of sleep.
And Tony never drinks, and he decided to grab a thing of Jack tonight. So.
I've been stressed. I figure, why not?
Yeah, why not?
And the wife asks me math problems all the time at night with her game on her phone thing.
Does your accountant hate you because you, like, if you're discussing accounting stuff, you're like, boom, number.
Actually, true story. My accountant loves us, and because it's given to her in like a nice bow every month or whatever.
Right.
But, back when I was in accounting school, because I have an accounting degree, she actually helped me on one test, and that was like the worst grade I ever got on a test. You know.
That's good. That's good stuff.
That was a long time ago. So.
Okay, let me get back to the Trump thing before we get out of here. I want people to understand, even though this is the end of trying to take Trump off the ballot through these means, they're going to try it again because Jamie Raskin was on TV almost immediately after this ruling talking about they are introducing legislation to try to take Trump off the ballot through Congress, try to disqualify him, which would obviously, you know, you need a majority of the House, a majority of the Senate, which is a stretch, but this shows you how badly they are scared of this man up in November. This is crazy. Watch this.
I am working with a number of my colleagues, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, to revive legislation that we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection is disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. So the House has already pronounced upon that. And I am
these people are out of their minds. Out of their minds.
None of this makes sense of what they're talking about.
It's like it's not even real. It's like a movie. So crazy.
A horror movie.
These people are nuts. And how could you not love Donald Trump? I mean, seriously. I understand the political differences and philosophies and all this kind of stuff. But as I mentioned today on the show, Donald Trump has not only made America great again, for those of us that are in the line of work of politics, mm-hmm. he has made politics fun again.
Yes.
Was anybody having fun when Obama was president? Was anybody having fun when the Republicans were putting up John McCain and Mitt Romney? Or even George Bush? No, George Bush was the butt of jokes, and you couldn't defend the guy because he did act stupid. But when Trump is on the scene, I mean, it's fun. He's funny. I don't know.
I've always followed Trump. As a matter of fact, I've done about a little over 200 parodies in my career, and the very first parody I did in 1988 was a Donald Trump parody.
Really?
Yes. It was called, my partner and I, we took Method of Modern Love by Hall and Oates, and we called it The Method of Marla's Love. I actually found that the other day. I ought to bring it.
Oh, I would love to hear that. Can we get that on the show?
Yeah. So it was the very first thing I did.
That's good. Yeah, Trump's just a freaking diamond at the end of the day. There's a clip of him from, he was in Richmond, Virginia, doing a rally, and he brought up, he brought up Fannie Willis. This is good.
Yeah.
Watch this.
I was indicted by Fannie in Georgia, Fannie.
Thank you.
How did that work? And her lover, Nathan Wade. And they hired him for almost $1 million because of his great, great experience. Of course, he didn't have any experience. He had experience in something else. You know that.
Oh!
Donny boy, Donny boy.
And at that, I'm quite sure he was very good based on the fact that she called him 2,000 times. I didn't know the gentleman. I didn't know him. Oh, you have 2,000 phone calls, 3,500 text messages. How is it possible in a short... I know a lot of people. We like a lot of people. I happen to have a very good relationship with a woman called Melania. Yeah.
Look at that smile, baby.
But I would venture to say in all the years that I've known her, I might not have called her 2,500 times. That's a, I know I didn't send 3,500 text messages.
Love Donald Trump. How could you not love this man?
The fact that he speaks without a monitor, I mean, he just...
The thing today, his response to the Supreme Court thing. Yeah. There was teleprompter.
Sharp. He is just so sharp. That mind is just going all the time. It's always one step ahead.
Mm. So good. So good. I'm so grateful for that guy. He's like, oh, Andrew, you worship Donald Trump. Donald Trump's nothing but a guy, but he's a funny guy. He's a guy with one hell of a reputation. Done a lot of good things, but you know what I like most about Trump?
What?
Is the fact that the Donald Trump of today is the same Donald Trump of the early 2000s.
Yep.
The same Donald Trump of the 90s, and really, at the end of the day, same Donald Trump of the 80s. He's the only guy in politics who's never changed and not changed his stance on a major issue. Like, he's the only one. And if he changes how he views something, he says, hey, I talked to these people over here. You know, they brought things up in a way that I didn't think about. Boom. And he's a leader.
Oh, natural born leader.
God, man. We're lucky. We're lucky for the orange man who's going to save America.
And you're drinking an orange drink.
I've even got an orange tattoo. It's an orange tea. So Trump.
For Trump. Oh, my gosh.
That's right, baby.
Get those guns.
But yeah, it's just awesome. I'm glad we've got that guy. I just worry about after Trump 2028. Like, we got to find another Trump because we're not going to be able to do it again. Anyway, I don't want to think about that. That's going to make me depressed. But we got to get out of here. We appreciate everybody that hung out with us tonight.
Sure.
Talmadge, Boomer, my lovely wife, Corey, Tim, Charles, all you guys, man, you're the best. Tony Gump, do you have any final words or final math problems you want to give to the audience?
No math problems. Just get plenty of water, sleep, meat, and sunlight.
You can't beat Tony's meat regimen.
Regimen, yes.
Oh, you just had it together.
Yeah, it's a thing. John Byrd.
Yes.
Final words.
Show everybody you got legs. Go pantsless. Join with me and go pantsless. So don't wear shorts, but don't wear pants. And do not accidentally brush your teeth with a toothbrush that you were cleaning Felipe's tank with. Two things. Or your turtle's tank. Or fish. Don't do that.
Did you do that?
Yeah. So I'm worried about having that Salmonio or Salmonella or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you don't want to get Salmonella. That's bad.
That'd kill you.
So that's the advice this week?
Yes. Yes. Good. I mean, you know, just throw, when you're done with them, throw the toothbrushes away. Don't think, ooh, I'm going to use them. Because you will end up using them again in your mouth.
Mm. Don't put things in your mouth that don't belong there, I think is the moral of the story, right?
It's debatable.
And that could be advice for a lot of people, including Fannie Willis.
Yes, especially Fannie.
All right, we're going to get out of here. John Byrd, you will be back with us Thursday. We've got during the show, I got an update on what we're supposed to be doing tomorrow that may be moved to Wednesday. But we'll keep you guys updated on the radio show. If you're not listening to us on Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com, 11 to 2 Central Time every single day. That's where we'll see you at. But until next time, Circus!